Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocky can. What up? Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. And I'm sorry for the San Francisco 49ers fans, but that's it. I wish I could tell you that everything's going to be okay. I know that the team is talking like everything's going to be okay. And it was impressive what Brock Purdy did yesterday once Jimmy Garoppolo exited. But Perloff, this is not going to last. This is it. Their Super Bowl chances have been dashed, which is a shame because they have excellent skill position players. They have a phenomenal defense. Yesterday, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa were all over the field making plays. But no rookie quarterback has ever won a Super Bowl, and I do not think that this is going to be the first time it happens.
Well, luckily, this is a team that was built for mediocre quarterback play. All the wide receivers can catch anything that's within 9 feet of them. And they got Christian McCaffrey, the ultimate quarterback helper. They have Debo Samuel, the second ultimate quarterback helper. Brandon Ayuk is unstoppable. He's a Debo Samuel Jr. And they have George Kittle. I feel like what you're saying makes perfect sense, but this team is so good at every spot besides a quarterback, and the NFC is such a wide open title race. I'm not sure I believe that. Let me tell you about another quarterback from Iowa who took over an NFC West team back in the day many years ago.
Oh, wow. You're going to do this, huh?
His name was Kurt Warner.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
His name was Kurt Warner, yeah. And he led the Rams to the title. Brock Purdy.
He was 40.
No, Brock Purdy he's never been bagging groceries, but he was Mr. Irrelevant in the draft. It's pretty much the same thing. Brock Purdy's actually not from Iowa, but no. He went to Iowa State. That's close enough. I see a miracle maker happening here. I see a chance. You have to admit, the one team out of 32 where a backup quarterback might be able to make some noise would seem to be San Francisco. Now, I know you're going to throw these numbers about how Kyle Shanahan, without Jimmy G, is just awful. Yeah. Go ahead, say them. But
well,
this year is different.
I mean, if you're asking me, it's 9-28. If you're asking me what the record is since 2017 without Garoppolo, I just happen to have it very handy here because that's the thing about this Kyle Shanahan offense. They make it seem like the town idiot could run it.
Yeah.
You know, like anyone with a warm body can come in. Well, you know what? That's not actually the case because Nick Mullins had a great opening game going back. After that, it really fell apart. There have been other guys who have tried to come in, C.J. Beathard, who've come in, and maybe they'll have flashes, but ultimately it doesn't sustain. Yeah. And then the other part of this, too, which is, first of all, Purdy was taking some hits yesterday also. I give him credit for hanging in the pocket, but he's a young guy who's going to start taking a lot of hits, I have a feeling. And then number two, I mean, Christian McCaffrey is awesome. He is the quarterback helper.
Right.
Are we sure he's making it all the way to the end of the season? It's like we forgot who this guy is.
Definitely not. But 9-28 without McCaffrey. Let's imagine that McCaffrey's out there. You can't say McCaffrey's hurt yet. The other thing, Nick Mullins, for example, his season, they didn't win any of those games. I think Nick Bosa was out the entire year.
He got was hurt. Out 2020, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the Mullins year. So
Mullins was 2018.
Oh, he was 2018? Okay, I thought that Mullins played without.
He might have played another game or two, but you're talking about the stretch run was 2018 when he went 2-5.
I think he started 10 games in 2022 without Bosa, and they couldn't beat anybody. I mean, you take Bosa out of the lineup, he's terrible too. So I'd like to see both those numbers. The Niners, when they have injuries, they tend to cascade, and everybody gets hurt. We'll see if that happens.
That's not a great omen either. Mm.
I just think that this team is set up incredibly well to still be competitive. The other thing is the NFC is good. But, and I'm so high on my Eagles right now.
Yeah, you should be.
I feel like that NFC playoff picture is going to be a mess. Every game is going to come down to a field goal at the end. There's nobody. It's not like the Chiefs or the Bills are looming. You got the Cowboys and the Eagles who are really good.
Yeah.
But I think the Niners are going to be right there just with their defense.
Well, their defense is awesome, but at some point your quarterback's going to have to make a play. This is what we all said about Garoppolo, right? Is that he's, you know, runs the offense. He's competent. Sometimes they try to hide him, but is he going to be able to make a play? We saw in the Super Bowl, he wasn't. Overthrew Emmanuel Sanders, and that was the story of the game and the big Mahomes comeback. Are you really going to ask Brock Purdy? He's going to come out and win you a road game in Philly? He's going to win a road game, I would say, even in Minnesota? He's going to, well, maybe he would. He's going to win a road game in one of these really tough environments. I think you're putting expectations on him and this situation that just are not fair to this guy.
You know, I think San Francisco is really well designed to play Philly because you don't want the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands. So you run the ball, and that team, they're really good against mobile quarterbacks. I've seen them have some success. So I'm not counting them out. I mean, you said it, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, two of the top five defensive player of the year candidates. There's just so much to like about this team. Kyle Shanahan's theoretically the most creative play caller, one of the top two or three. If anybody can be, and you saw on Sunday, Brock Purdy looked just as good as Jimmy G. In fact, if you didn't have their jersey numbers on and the handsomeness of Jimmy G, you wouldn't know who was who, would you?
Well, here's the thing. I've seen this happen before because we've been all watching football for so long that sometimes the backup quarterback comes in and it's like the defense either just isn't ready for them, or Miami had their own stuff going on, obviously, but with the two of turnovers. But like, they somehow the defense gets thrown off just by the fact that the backup is in.
Maybe they don't have tape on them.
Yeah, and even if the backup kind of mirrors the starter, right? If it's not like a total deviation where all of a sudden you have like a totally different style guy as your backup, the defense is just thrown off a little bit by that. Yeah, wait till there's a little bit of tape. I mean,
okay, listen, well, there are other alternatives out there. There's one.
Josh Johnson, who they already signed?
There's one very specific alternative out there if he clears waivers.
Oh, don't say it.
He's a former number one overall pick. Maybe Baker. Why not put him on the bench? I'll take Baker. I'm not a Baker fan.
Yeah.
And I worry about team chemistry, but this is such a strong locker room.
That I wouldn't worry about chemistry with that.
Why not have Baker Mayfield as an option?
Well, because I'm told two different things about the Shanahan offense. One, anybody can run it. Two, it's one of the most complex systems in the NFL. At the same time, anyone can run it, but it takes years to master it. So what is it here?
Wait, where did you hear either of these?
I've heard of both. It's like, well, this is so, it's easy to run Shanahan. You got the run game there. It's all designed so like that the quarterback.
And you then roll it's like, right, you either hand the ball. It's like an RPO.
Yes, or a zone read and whatever, tell the difference between those two. It's just, I hear both things about the Shanahan offense. When it comes to Trey Lance, it's going to be, this is one of the hardest things to master. He's going to need lots of time. When it comes to, you know, basically Jimmy Garoppolo / Brock Purdy, anybody can run it.
Well, Trey Lance, the offense was going to be simple. They're going to run the ball 96% of the time. It was going to be Trey Lance or Debo and Christian McCaffrey. They still have the DNA of that. They're such a strong run team. The question is, can Brock Purdy give any pass threat? And I thought he showed that he could do a little bit of that.
In this one game,
yeah,
where you get called in off the bench and it's just like everything's crazy. And to be fair to the guy, he was prepared, obviously. He's obviously has some talent. He was a 4-year starter at Iowa State. So it's not like he's walking in like Trey Lance, where he barely had played in college. But again, just as the season runs, you know, the last 5 weeks of the season, and what are we really going to see? Is Brock Purdy really going to go into Dallas, and is he going to win a playoff game? I don't see it.
Mike McCarthy might have something to say about that, and listen, not in a positive way.
You know
for
what?
Dallas.
I can't even blast McCarthy today. Not when you score what 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Oh, okay. Can we just? I'm sorry. We're talking Niners.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This Cowboys blowout, the Colts, the depleted Colts on the road, basically scored the tying touchdown in the fourth quarter. How did the Cowboys let that Colts team stay in the game as long as they did?
All of a sudden, Matt Ryan just reduced to a puddle.
Matt Ryan wasn't hitting anybody the entire game. He had about 45 incompletions. So the Cowboys, everyone's saying, oh, this was a side strike. They beat Jeff Saturday, Maggie.
Well, I'm just saying they did it by scoring more points than anyone has in the league this year.
And how many of them were pick sixes?
Well, I know, but the defense was great. I mean, what are you going to do?
It wasn't. There was 21-19 with 13 minutes left in the game to this Colts team who was, I don't know if they're tanking or just the worst team I've ever seen. I don't know how they almost beat the Eagles on the road. Anyway,
the Cowboys,
this is a sign of strength. Dak Prescott threw the ball to the Colts' hands about six times, and they dropped balls. I don't know what was, that was a bizarre game. I think the Cowboys didn't really even know what to do with that game.
Well, all I know is that when the dust settled on that game, it looked like a total, it was a demolition. I agree with you. It was a tight game, but in the fourth quarter, a couple picks, and that was it.
Yeah, but I don't know if you look at that game and say that was an impressive demolition by the Cowboys. It was certainly, I mean, they were basically, what was it, 14-13 at half, the Colts, a game they were favored by 11 points. Yeah, they got a bunch of garbage time because the Colts were pressing it, but whatever.
21-19, and then all of a sudden they scored 21-19, they 33 missed. Points.
Right. How many, what was it, two pick sixes or one?
There was also, it was impressive that the Dallas Cowboys only had three penalties in the game. I mean, that's something that we used to always get on Mike McCarthy about. And the fact is they held Jonathan Taylor in check. 82 yards on 21 carries. I mean, that's basically nothing. So.
But, okay, go to time machine. At the end of the third quarter, was anybody saying, wow, this Cowboys team really is impressing me tonight?
No, but to be honest, like the Colts played your Eagles kind of tight a little, you know, until the end too.
Right, but Matt Ryan was so bad. So many open receivers. I don't know what was going
on. Where do you even go now, like if you're the Colts? You can't go back to who, Ellinger? Is Nick Foles floating around somewhere? I mean, is there another option?
Well, the thing is, and Collinsworth nailed it. Why weren't they? They should have just reared back and thrown long. That it was working every single time. It's as if Jeff Saturday doesn't know what he's doing.
It's as if he's never done anything like this before. I know. Anthony Brown goes out their corner for Dallas.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. But then again, Tyron Smith returns to practice this week. We're already here.
And I'm so down as an Eagles fan. The only thing that I hope for the Cowboys is they sign OBJ, and it's a gigantic disruption to that locker room. I don't understand why on earth they want OBJ. It makes zero sense.
He's there
to me.
Today.
Yeah, I know.
Visiting the Cowboys today.
And you notice he won't, and the Bills are the second team.
He visited over the weekend.
Yeah.
And so it was the Giants on Friday.
I heard Jeremy Fowler on ESPN say right before, he's like, watch out, the Bills are looming on OBJ, and they're right behind the Cowboys.
Okay, well.
But why on either team? He won't work out for either of them, Maggie. We don't even know if he can run.
So that's the question, right? Why aren't teams insisting that he work out?
I know. Explain this to me.
I can't. I mean, the guy's coming off of a major injury. So now we're just into the Odell conversation. It's a major injury.
And
why wouldn't you want to see if his knee is actually repaired?
And why are the two hottest offenses in the league who have nothing but wide receivers running around everywhere all of a sudden looking at this guy? I'm missing something.
You know, it was also quickly funny now that we're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. Did you guys see? So tonight, I guess he's going to a Mavs-Suns game.
Yeah.
That's tonight in Dallas, and they asked Dak Prescott about it yesterday. He's like, yeah, you know, are you excited to go with OBJ to the game? He's like, well, Dak said, I want to sit in a suite, and I'm sure Odell wants to sit courtside.
It's like, oh, that's so
of
true.
Course. Like,
so true.
So true. So you're already just acknowledging that basically the guy's doing this for a lot of publicity. Anyway.
But Jerry Jones is eating it up for some reason. Jones, why? What kind of negotiator are you doing in public? You're like, man, I hope this works out. He keeps saying, I really want this to work out. I'm like, you're signing this guy to a contract. Say something different.
like a little closer to the vest, Jerry.
Yeah,
he's
Jerry.
Incapable. He and Odell are like two, they're birds of a feather, you know?
You know, remember when Jerry Jones wanted to draft Johnny Manziel and basically his entire family had like to hold him back?
Like locked him in a closet, yeah. Basically.
Where's Steven and the gang? They have to get on this right now. Because the Cowboys look kind of perfect right now. They don't need to add anything on either side.
They do look good.
And maybe a cornerback now that Anthony Brown's hurt, but I think they look really good. And I say that as a nervous Eagles fan.
Yeah, and they're getting, and again, I mentioned they're getting Tyron Smith back.
Yeah.
Which Tyler Smith has done an excellent job. Who could have seen that coming? 855-212-4CBS.
You gotta get over it, okay? Now I'm with the ex-offensive line community.
Oh, yeah, watching the game last night. It's like, Marcus Peters said, really, it's just not that hard. You just, you know, use your athleticism, get to your spot. I'm like, exactly.
Wait, who said that?
Marcus Peters, as Chris Collinsworth was retelling the story last night.
About the cornerback?
No, about the offensive line.
Oh, why was
Jason Peters? Jason Peters is saying. Jason Peters was saying. It's like, yeah, it's really not that hard. You know, you just get to your spot, use your athleticism. When of course when Jason Peters says it, then everyone says it makes sense. But when I say it, I should be fired.
I saw your tweet, and there wasn't quite enough context, so I didn't know what the heck you were talking about. I assumed it was Jason Peters related.
All right, we've hit six topics so far.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been 14 minutes into
the show. Jason Peters is he's two linemen in one. They had a lot of close-up last night. Of course he's good. He takes up two. He's the biggest man I've ever seen in my life.
That's why I said you could sign him off the street.
Yeah.
And it made a lot of sense. 855-212-4CBS. Okay, San Francisco 49ers. I think it's over. It's sunk, which is a shame because I actually like this team a lot. It's impossible not to respect what they do. The defense, the playmakers yesterday. I mean, in terms of like we can go all day about the defense, but think about yesterday what they did against the Miami Dolphins going skill position player for skill position player yesterday, right? It was Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and Kittle and Ayuk just making more plays than Tyreek Hill and Waddle and the Mostert-Wilson combo and Gesicki, Sherfield, I guess. Like, the skill position players for the 49ers were better yesterday, but I just don't see.
I don't know. I mean, Tua couldn't hit the side of a barn. The pressure was there was too much pressure on Tua, and I think he got inaccurate for the first time.
Yeah, we'll get to Tua. Tua.
How are those guys going to catch the ball? There was nowhere near them half the time the Dolphins side.
I mean, a couple nice plays, a couple bombs, a couple, you know, start of the fourth quarter to Tyreek Hill to maybe give you a little bit of a prayer, but the 49ers were too good. That was impressive yesterday, but long term, if you're talking Super Bowl aspirations with a rookie quarterback, not going to be dumb. It's too much to ask the most important position on the field to go in and have to win a tough game on the road in the NFC in the playoffs. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Want to hear from you. Know we have a lot of 49ers fans out there. How are you feeling? Because the way the team's talking is like everything's going to be fine. You're talking yourself into something. This is you're in it's shock / denial / stages of grief. You're bargaining now. It's a shame. 855-212-4CBS. We want to hear from you. Also, Dallas, now that we put it on the table, the most complete team in the NFC. As I sit next to an Eagles fan, he's looking at me side-eye. Dallas Cowboys. Again, 855-212-4CBS. Want to hear from you early and often today. Get on board. Got a lot to do. This is Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.